Welcome back to the program. Let's talk about, you wanted to talk about...
Well, I wanted to talk about how people, once they've been hospitalized and they think, you know, they're back out in 2 weeks, what sort of needs to happen to make sure that that full recovery is there. And as well, I would love for you to talk about, in terms of the cardiac patient cases at Royal Columbian Hospital by the city of residents, what are you seeing in terms of the percentages there?
Great. Well, as I mentioned a bit earlier, there's, you know, over 2,000 people a year in Fraser Health 30 that have a new heart attack and a new diagnosis of heart disease. So we get people from the Tri-Cities, Maple Ridge, over 30% from Surrey, 15% from the east, Abbotsford areas, our New Westminster community, and of course Burnaby right beside New Westminster here. So Royal Columbian is pretty busy, and everybody, most people, like 98% of people, will flow through Royal Columbian
right
if they have a heart attack. So if you come into the system with a heart attack, you'll most likely have a heart catheterization, or if you need open heart surgery, and then you should be referred to cardiac rehab. So one of the main things that people can do with heart disease, or even people with risk factors for heart disease, is try to work on their lifestyle.
Right.
So most people will come out and they'll be on 5 medications.
Oh, wow.
And that's all because the literature has proven that you can decrease your risk of having another heart attack or dying being on these medications. So it's a combination of working with your doctor and your team and trying to change your lifestyle. So some of the main things that we focus on are trying to help people increase their physical activity. So people should be doing, you know, something at least 30 minutes a day, mm-hmm. up to 60 minutes, most days of the week at a moderate level. So
right.
just about sweating. So walking, you know, whatever you like to
mm-hmm.
do.
Some cardio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get patients walking right away, even if it's only at 10 minutes.
Right.
We want them to walk.
Does going up and down the stairs 13 times count?
That's pretty good.
yeah, the Stairmaster.
So most people need to increase their mm-hmm. activity. Mm-hmm. And
do you feel that is one of the biggest problems, activity, because they feel that they, you know, they are overexerting, they've just had major surgery,
mm-hmm.
da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is, and people are anxious, right? Mm. They're worried, they're mm. scared to go out by themselves, and that's one of the things about cardiac rehab is that you exercise in
right.
a monitored
environment.
Setting. Yeah. yeah, so, you know, they're going to put you on the treadmill to walk, on the bike,
mm.
you'll do a little bit of weight training, and you'll have an exercise specialist and a nurse. And the idea is that after 12 weeks, you go twice a week for 12 weeks, and that you feel really comfortable, and you know how hard
yeah.
to push yourself, and you can get out there and go golfing, or
right.
you know, we've had Ironman in there, and
yeah.
you know, people doing some pretty strenuous stuff. But it doesn't matter what you do, we want you to just find an activity that you like and that you're going to do. Yeah,
food that tastes good is not good for you. That is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you work for?
Right.
For food, right? And so if you're not going to be able to enjoy food, what is the point of life then?
Right. That's an awesome question. And that's a huge part. And we have a lot of dietitians in our program out of Royal Columbian Hospital that work with heart patients. And I think the biggest thing you can learn is how can you, you know, stay on track most of the time? To stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get heart disease, you want to figure out, how do I cut down my fat? Like, what am I doing? Am I eating too big a portions of meat?
Mm-hmm.
Am I eating too much red meat? Am I eating fish? Am I eating enough fruits and vegetables? A lot of people don't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So we try to go through their diet with them, and we have a dietitian that comes in and helps you learn how to read labels, cut down your salt if you need to cut down your salt. So I think you can eat well, and, you know, it's the 90-10 rule, right? 90% of the time. Used to be 80-20, but now it's 90-10. You know, 90% of the time you stick to it, and 10%, you might go off a little bit. But most of the time, you're okay. And people's cholesterol will go down.
Right. And also medication is crucial for some people. My family has got a problem with heart. Our cholesterol, we look at food and our cholesterol level goes up, the bad one. Mm-hmm. So for us, we have to be very careful as to what we eat and whether we take our medication on time.
Yes. Yeah. So you will be put on cholesterol medication if you get a new diagnosis of heart disease, and you'll be on that for life, just like aspirin. But I think it's the combination of being active. So when you're active, you actually can increase your good cholesterol, which plays a little bit of a part in helping get rid of the bad stuff.
Right.
If you're overweight and lose weight, especially off your belly, that actually helps lower cholesterol and actually helps, you know, prevent plaque developing in your arteries.
So I'm just a lost case then. No hope for me. I'll have to continue.
Okay, do I have time to just address that?
Yes.
Because there is a great study that was done on unfit skinny people to overweight fit people. And overweight fit people had better health outcomes than the skinny, unfit people.
Wow.
So just because you're skinny doesn't mean
you're healthy and fit.
Exactly. Right. So really, if you can, you know, increase your physical activity and move more, you're rolling.
The belly fat that you talked about, is that the whole cortisol issue?
Well, it's got to, you might have heard of the word metabolic syndrome. And metabolic syndrome, unfortunately, most of us gain fat in our belly as compared to the hips.
Right.
So we get the apple shape.
Right.
And it actually, when you get that belly fat, it can increase your blood pressure in your blood sugar. And that's called, in combination with the bad, we call it visceral fat in your pelvis, it actually has a negative effect on your hormones.
Oh, wow.
And increases your risk. And I was involved in a program actually looking at metabolic syndrome. So a lot of people don't even know that if they have that. So it's like two things. You have an elevated blood sugar, blood pressure, and belly fat.
Wow.
So three, this combo with the belly fat, because they've done lots of science on the belly fat, how much worse it is. So even if people can lose just a little tiny weight, like 5%, they can improve their health outcomes.
I've come to the conclusion that if women put on weight on their hips, it is A-okay because for women, the bones get a little brittle as they're getting older. So if they fall, the fat on their bum will help, you know, save them from a hip fracture. Ah, that was just thrown in just for fun's sake.
But the thing, it's a good point, though. As we age, we actually lose muscle mass. So there's the activity thing. So actually, a physical activity and the science and the research are just coming out with more and more how important it is. So even if we can get, you know, the South Asian population to move more, they're gonna improve their health.
You know, I'm very pleased when I see whenever I am in Burnaby near the Jamaatkhana or in Surrey. Older people walking in the park, and I think walking has been that was an integral part of the South Asians. But coming here with the weather changing, you find them all, you know, cooped up in the house, and that I think is the sad point. We take this opportunity and thank you very much, Suzanne, for coming to our studios and talking to us about this. We hope that we will have another opportunity to invite you again and talk about this.
Great. Thank you very much to Spice Radio and to the listeners for supporting the Royal Columbian Hospital Foundation.
Oh, we love Royal Columbian Hospital.